Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 25th of October, recording at 9:16 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, my goodness, what an exciting day, particularly if you like precious metals. But first, the highlights here. Despite the big upward dynamics on Wall Street yesterday, the Asian markets did not show much enthusiasm. Japan's Nikkei, bit of an exception. That was up 1.33%. But remember, those Asian markets had done so very well, some of them at any rate, certainly Japan, India, and so on, Korea, that to have a little bit more of a breather in here is not that terribly surprising. And then there's the bird flu or the avian flu concerns that are around, and this is a jittery, nervous time for stock market investors after some very, very good gains, as you know. Elsewhere on the highlights, well, let's cut to the real chase here. The US dollar, downward dynamic, precious metals, upward dynamics in here today. Crude oil, natural gas, big upward dynamics, particularly by natural gas. Okay, let's get back here to the stock markets. So where are we? Well, most important point I can say about Wall Street, which is such a big influence and will remain so, is that the two upward dynamics that we have seen do indicate that we've got at least a short-term floor in place. Now, I have felt that Wall Street looked a bit ropey, and still do. I would be very surprised if we saw a great deal on the upside, although markets are full of surprises, not least for me. But I want to, I always pay very, very close attention to what I see on the charts, because that shows what's happening in the real world of market supply and demand. And they are also the key to investor sentiment, or the charts are, yes, the charts are the key to investor sentiment. So, in terms of revealing it. Now, after those two upper dynamics, we really would need to take out the recent lows to put Wall Street back in a slide within its broad trading ranges, which and that would look really quite toppy were that to happen. But my rule of thumb on dynamics is back the last dynamic until it is countermanded. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not trying to look too far ahead in here. But what they suggest to me is that perhaps Wall Street has bought a little bit of time in here. And that could, well, carry it possibly through the remainder of this year, subject to those lows, this month's lows holding. I do feel, as you know, that we will be extremely lucky to get through 2006 without a significant correction, at least because one is really pretty well due, possibly overdue. But there are enough concerns on the horizon. I don't need to review all those. You'll be aware of what most of them are. So at the moment, I'm still holding that partial hedge short position that I opened last week. Not the best timing on that. That's my asymmetrical DAX and SMI shorts. But if I see Wall Street continuing to push up on other markets, producing some upward dynamics, we had a number of them today in, interestingly, some of the Central and South American markets. Good upward dynamics, largely resources plays that were showing that kind of improvement. Okay, let's move on to these other interesting areas. Bonds. Oh, I see these U.S. bonds were hit hard in here today. That's again, you know, I don't like this sector, and I see the Euro bunds. Those are the only two I've got on my immediate screen here. Were hit hard, but the U.S. bonds, I mean, they were unchanged for much of the day, and then closed down 29. Ticks. I'm just going to see if there's any, if any of that economic news might have contributed to that. Not that I can see, but the patterns have not really looked that hot. My feeling is that, well, this is partly the Bernanke factor. I could have put this in the items that I wrote today, but there's plenty on that. This bond market weakness. But suffice it to say that this nominated Fed governor, and he will certainly be appointed, really the markets feel that he's going to be soft on big government spending, big deficits, and generally a bit soft on inflation. But I've said enough on that, and I prefer to have people review that rather than or read what I actually wrote rather than try to recover all that here. Now, or try to cover all that here, I should say. Sorry, a little bit inarticulate at this hour. Now, in terms of precious metals, why don't we take the US dollar first? That was a good downward dynamic. Note the rising wedge characteristics plus the lateral resistance that you see on those charts. And of course, you can look at longer term charts for any of these instruments in the subscribers library. So, against that background of most of the currency trading banks being long US dollars and talking it higher in recent weeks, we have, if we get some follow through tomorrow, I think that would be quite important. Get some downside follow through by the dollar index tomorrow. If that occurs, I think we will see a number of those positions, bull positions that people have in dollars stopped out. And my view is that the weakness that we got in here today is in the US dollar index. It's a tradable signal. In other words, the upward dynamics that we saw, oh, Canadian dollar, that was one of them, sterling, was one of them, the euro, that those are tradable signals. The euro would be one of my least favorites here, just because it's still a highly suspect currency. But I prefer the resources currencies, as you know, and we may even get the Aussie rallying up a bit, although that chart has the descending peaks and looks a little scary on the weekly candlestick chart. But nevertheless, it's sort of bottom of the range here right now, bottom of the range to date. Okay, but the area that responded not surprisingly most strongly were the precious metals, and pretty well all of them. I've posted charts of all of them, and you can see these patterns look to me to be very much like consolidations, as I've said all along, but we needed to see some sort of upside action in here to confirm that, or to add additional credibility to that view. And today's action does. But of course, as you know, I don't want to get too carried away or enthusiastic. You know, I am heavily long those precious metals, but sustained breakouts from these trading ranges would be, well, that's what I expect before very long, and that would be an exceptionally positive development on the charts, and I think it would attract plenty of global attention. Now, oil, not sure. Well, I think I did see an item on there saying that I was going to say oil was very strong in here today, up a couple of dollars on the crude. Lost trading after hours, a little off the high, but it's 62.25. You know that had been dipping below 60 recently, so small upward dynamic there. Huge upward dynamic on the natural gas, to my relief, even though I sold it a little bit too early. But lost trading after hours, 14 at 14.40. That's on the December contract now, and the news item that I saw, there were two. One was saying that significant percentages, over 50% of the gas and oil production in the Gulf region was still out of commission following the last hurricane, and that there were some views that demand would be picking up here relatively soon. Well, I think that's likely to be the case as well. I toyed with buying gasoline in here today, and didn't. I have an awful lot of positions, but it's a good signal, and I may well do that. And natural gas, I only sold out of that position because of the volatility, and if that dips back during the rest of this week, I would almost certainly pick it up again. And that's it, folks. So, all the best to all of you.